They have the boats now that they call the little, that have the deck and the sleep. It's a little cabin cruiser.
Yeah.
Cabin cruiser. Those are the ones you're talking about, the smaller ones.
Yeah. Okay, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes for the child and says,
put on your clothes.
Or
here are your clothes.
Okay. And if the kid went to the dentist, you know, and he was real scared sitting there in the chair, the dentist might say, just relax now.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. And someone might ask, did you just slam that door? And you might say, no, it wasn't. You might say, no, I didn't do it. You say, no, it was, would you say it wasn't me or it wasn't I or what? What would you say?
I did not slam the door.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
That is called... I've done it, and I know what it is. It's not a clutch. A clutch. It's a sample, but it has another name. It's a sample of the material that you want to match, but it has another name too, but I can't remember it.
Okay, if a woman saw a dress that she liked very much, she might say that that was a very smart dress.
If she should see a dress that she likes,
mm-hmm.
Oh, then she'd say that's a lovely dress, a beautiful dress.
Or, in other words, not beautiful, but not the strongest beauty. Oh, that's very
lovely.
Or
pretty.
Okay. And the little girl might say to her mother, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
Okay. And what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen? What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
I could wear a smock or an apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you would use a...
I would use a safety pin.
Okay. And a long time ago, some houses would have roofs made out of sheets of...
roof covering.
Metal.
Oh, metal?
Yeah.
Tin?
Okay. And a dime is worth...
A dime is worth 10 cents, pennies.
Okay. And if it was real cold, before you went out, you might put on your...
coat?
Okay. And, see, sometimes men, between their coat and their shirt, they would wear a sleeveless...
Sweatshirt or undershirt?
No,
a man?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
They'd put on their shirt, and then they'd put on...
Something on top of the shirt?
Yeah.
A sweater.
Or, no, fancy, like in a suit?
Vest.
Okay. And a suit consists of a coat, a vest, and...
Pants or trousers.
Okay. Do those words mean something?
Pants, trousers, are the same.
Okay. And if a man was going to go work outside or work around the barn or something, he might put on...
Oh, he would put on his work pants and his work shoes.
What about something made of denim, maybe, and it comes up all the way?
Coveralls. Coveralls are usually...